Parenting Moments here on Shine FM every Wednesday with Kimberly Eckert, psychologist and founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Kimberly, we're into October. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Okay, so a brand new topic, and I got to get you to say the word for me.
All right. Understanding misophonia.
It's misophonia. Okay, what is that? Not missing your phone. Something different.
Nope, it is completely different. So, today, I'm just going to introduce exactly what this is, because I am sure you're not the only person who has never heard this term before. But my clients educate me. So every once in a while, there is some new struggle or challenge that a client faces that has me dive into the research literature and do my own learning. And recently, misophonia was one of them. So Jennifer Jo Brout, B-R-O-U-T, is the leading expert on this condition of misophonia. She was originally a school psychologist, and she started advocating and developing research programs for what was a little-known disorder, which has now become better understood in the last 5 years. Like so many researchers' stories, her motivation to understand the condition came out of her own experience parenting her daughter, who had the condition. She then founded a program at Duke University that is called Misophonia and Emotional Regulation. So what is misophonia? It is an auditory neurological condition. What happens is that certain sounds set off the fight-flight reaction, and the sounds are usually pattern-based or repetitive. So amongst everyone who has misophonia, it's many, many of the same sounds, such as chewing, sniffing, coughing, sneezing, or other people-oriented sounds. So sounds that humans make. This can really set off the fight-flight system of a person with misophonia. But we also know that things like keyboard taps, windshield wiper sounds, can also be really difficult for people who have misophonia. And that when they hear these sounds, their nervous system goes into that fight-flight response within milliseconds. So it's very difficult to control, because you can't really say to your nervous system to, quote, calm down in the presence of the actual sound. It takes a lot of practice to learn how to cope. So that's our topic today.
Interesting.
Give more information to parents this month if they suffer from this condition, if their child does, so that they can be educated and to learn that there are really good resources for learning how to manage this condition
Thank you for introducing me to a new topic, and everybody else as well, I'm sure. So we'll continue with this throughout the month of October, but right now, Eckert Center, if you can share a little bit about that.
Yeah, so please visit our website at eckertcenter.com for a full menu of our services. But we do provide counseling for children. We have counseling for teens and adults and couples. We also are here to provide learning assessments if you have a child who's struggling to learn to read or is struggling in some other way academically. And we also have intervention academic programs to enhance children's educational progress. So again, eckertcenter.com will give you a good overview of the services here.
And sounds like a lot of them. Thank you very much, Kimberly. eckertcenter.com for that, and maybe a free initial visit for you too right now if your caller number...
Let's go with 4 today.
Caller 4-403-276-8888. Well, much appreciated, Kimberly. Interesting topic that we'll learn more about next week. Have a fantastic day. Oh, and I got to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. That's coming up on Monday.
Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah. Thank you.
Hope you and your family have a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend.
Well, I'm super excited because my daughter is coming home for the first time from university.
Oh, nice.
We're really looking forward to the upcoming weekend.
Beautiful.
For sure.
Well, enjoy that, and we'll talk to you next week. Take care.
Bye-bye.